Okay, boys. So today's daf is daf Kuf Hey. We're holding the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Dalid Amid Beis. As you recall, we learned in yesterday's Mishnah that there's a major difference between whether you write in the sales document, if you say Beis Kur Ani Moichalach Mida Bechevel, or whether you write Beis Kur Ani Moichalach Im Chaser or Hein Chaser Hein Yeser. Mida Bechevel, you remember, that means a person wants to be very exacting, very precise, very yekish. Therefore, Mida Bechevel, I am not mevater on anything, zero. And in fact, the Mishnah says that if they wrote Mida Bechevel, and after that an assayer came by and he measured, Piches Kol Shehu, if it's Abisala, Achweisa, a kezias, 3 inches less than the base kur offer, then yenaka. Then he has to go and give him a reduction in the price. The price for this base kur was $100, and now it turns out that it's not a base kur, it's missing 3 inches. It's going to have to go down to $99.50 or $99.75. He's going to have to give him a reduction or a refund. On the other hand, hoiser koshu, what happens if it turns out that it's a base kur plus 3 or 4 inches? What's the din then? Then yachzer, he's going to have to go and give it back to the moicha. And you recall, either you give back the money, or you give back either the money, or you give back the actual few inches. That is the yipui koyach of the moicha. Anyway, that's if you send me the bechav, a very exacting, even a koshu amashu. Hein choser, hein yeser. Then we say that even if it is a deviation of approximately 4%, we said 1 out of 24, higiyoi, whether or not it's to the favor of the mocher or the favor of the lokeach, since he said more or less, okay, it's more or less, it's up to 4%. Not 10%, not 20%, but 4%, that deviation is considered to be mechila that people can live with. That was yesterday's Mishnah. Very straightforward. Our Mishnah now talks about a situation where the lawyers messed up on the document.
Can
you believe that? Can you believe it? And that's what we call, that would be a good reason to bring a legal malpractice lawsuit. So what did he do? He wrote in both. He wanted to cover all bases. So what did he write? Mida b'chevel ani moichalach. It's got to be very exacting. Hein choser, hein yeser. But more or less. In other words, we're talking about in the same document, Reuven is selling to Shimon a piece of property, and he writes in the document, very exact, more or less. Come on, give me a break. It's one or the other. So what happens now? Says our Mishnah, Bitel, hein choser, hein yeser, mida b'chevel. That's what the Gemara and the Mefarshim call Tofes Loshen Achrei. You look at the final words that he wrote. Since the final, it's like the final say. What was the bottom line? The final say was, Hein Choser Hein Yeser. So that is Mevatel, the earlier words, Mida Bechevel. And now we have the reverse. What was the reverse? He started off in the document, I'm selling you this base core offer, Hein Choser Hein Yeser, Mida Bechevel. More or less, but it's got to be exact. So what happens once again? The same halacha. Bitel mida bechevel, hein choser, hein yeser. Again, tofes loshen achrei. We look at the last word in this statement, in this sentence. Since the last word is mida bechevel, that's what he really meant, and therefore it's mavatel, hein choser, hein yeser, divrei ben manas. The whole focus of today's Gemara, the whole daf is going to be from here till the end. What is the halacha of, do you say tofes loshen achrei, or do you not? And we're going to talk about Rav, and we're going to talk about Shmuel, and many others, as you will see in Me'etz Hashem. It's a very geshmaki Gemara, relatively straightforward, simple Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? Omrim Abar Bamamal Omer Rav. Cholkin Olav Chaverev Al Benanis. Benanis said very convincingly, Tofis Loshin Achrei. However, the Chaverev, his contemporaries, disagreed with him. What means they disagreed with him? As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, they held that when you have these two types of conflicting lishoinois, it's a moment hamutl besafik and cholkin. since I don't know what his real intention was. Was his real intention the exacting standard of the Midah B'Chevel? Or did he really mean the non-exact approximation of the Hein Choser, Hein Yeser? I'm not really sure what did he have in mind. The two Lashonis are so
why well. Don't you ask him?
Ask whom?
The person who drafted the document.
Okay, so you ask the first of all, it could be that he's already in Medina Sayyar. That's number one. Number two, it could be that he's already drafted. He's a very, very popular lawyer, and he's done 50 deals over the last month. You can ask him, and they only realize the deviation a month later. In other words, at the time of the closing, sure, I'll give you the money. Me, the Bechavel's got to be exact, or Hein Chosin, yes, it's got to be more or less. We can have an assayer go there tomorrow. He's going to go and measure the whole field. He goes the next day. Oh, he's core. It's going to take me a month. Okay, you know, we're not in any rush. He takes over the whole thing from beginning to end, back and forth, up and down. And now at the end, he comes back with his report. It's a little bit more, a little bit less. And now the parties get together. Okay, so we have to make an adjustment. Well, what's the adjustment? Is it Midah B'Chevel Hein Chosin? Yes, so let's see what it says in the document. Oh, no, it says both these Lashonis.
Right, so let's ask him, and he can...
When you say he, do you mean the drafter?
The drafter, or the, I guess, the mocha.
Oh, okay, so now it depends who it favors in terms of the deviation. If it's on the side of the mocha, that he gets a little bit more, then the mocha is going to say, ah, come on, I was saying Chosin, yes, don't bother me, just... So I'm going to go and get back a little bit more. In other words, when it's to the benefit of the mocher to go and say, if it's Midah B'Chevel, and it turns out to be, let's see, which way is it? Depends which the mocher or the lekech. Davin halpin kof. Good. So now, if it happens to be more than the original base core, so then as far as the mocher is concerned, he's losing out. Because he only wants to give a base core, he doesn't want to give the extra 5 inches, 10 inches, up to the 4%. And if it's more than that, he wants to get his money back, or he wants to give back the property. So therefore, the mocher says, gentlemen, don't you remember when we were talking, we meant Midah B'Chevel, Midah B'Chevel, Midah B'Chevel. And therefore, it's got to be very exact. And if it turns out the assayer says that we're over, Brother Shai, where were you this morning? We're all concerned about you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just needed to, my back has been bothering me. Break.
Well, hopefully soon the back will be back in good health.
Amen.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome. Okay. Anyway,
where are we holding? We
are holding the top of Kuf Hey Amud Aleph, right after the Mishnah. So once again, the Mishnah says that when you have two conflicting Lashonis, Midah B'Chevel or Hein Choser Hein Yeser, regardless of which one comes first, which one comes last, we go Tofes Lashon Achrei. So what does Tofes Lashon Achrei mean? Whatever his final word was in the document, that's what you got to do. So everybody around the table is saying, I don't understand what the shail is. Let's go and find out what the deal was. Good. So now we ask the Moichan Lekech a month later, what was the deal? So what were the facts? Let's assume that the Aseir comes back and says that this property is not a base court. It's a base court plus a little bit more. As far as the Moichan is concerned, he wants it back. So the Moichan said, don't you remember we said Midah B'Chevel? It's got to be very exact. I only sold you exactly a base korofa, not a drop more. While the Lekeach says, what are you talking about? You know, we negotiated this overnight. You must have amnesia. We said it's going to be Hein Choser Hein Yeser. And therefore, if it's a little bit more, so the more, so I get the bonus, the extra 1%, the extra 2%, up to 4%. That's, of course, if there's more. On the other hand, if there happens to be a little bit less than the base korofa, so what is the moicher going to go and say? You know, we said Midah B'Chevel. We said Hein Choser Yeser. We said, you know, don't be such a yekli. You know, usually you're very easygoing, very idle, very fine. All of a sudden, you're getting so nervous. Since we said Hein Choser Yeser more or less approximate, and therefore, if it's a little bit less than a base core, you know, you're moicher. It's fine.
So someone's lying, right?
Either not necessarily, they remember it according to their interests.
Exactly. There could have been a back and forth negotiation here and there.
The fact that they put both in means one of them is not necessarily lying. Each can believe they're telling the truth. The fact that both languages survive in the document.
It could be the two groups of lawyers were working together, right? The Moichah's lawyer and the Kech's lawyer. He put in Midah B'Chevel, he put in Hein Choser Hein Yeser, and they didn't realize the conflicting words. Okay. you know, we'll worry about it tomorrow. The Olam wants to close today. We don't got time. Leave both the shyness and we'll work it out for next time. But now we have the, now we got our problem. That the Moicha said it was one way, the Lekeach said it's the other way. And what do we do? So we have now a real suffix. So what do we do when there's a real suffix? So says the Rishbam and Mechem, we're going to see this in another moment. L'choyr, we're going to go and say, Mamun Hamutal B'Safik Cholkin. Since I don't know whether it was this way or that way, we'll split it down the middle, whatever that amount was. So Zot Yomara, if that is what Rav wants to tell us, remember there's Rav, Mamun, the name of Rav, he's telling us a chidush. Don't think Benanis is out there on his own. No, his chaverim argued with Benanis. They do not hold Tofes Loshen Achray, but rather what they hold is, whenever you have this type of suffix, I'm not sure, Momen Amutl B'Safik Cholkin, like Sumchus.
But that doesn't really add up, because in the Mishnah we had in Baba Kama, where Sumchus says Momen Amutl B'Safik Cholkin, Chachamim Momrim, Zekla Gol Din Hamas Mechavah Varaya. So
if you go after the Muchzik.
Right, so
we're going to talk about that too.
So it feels like that there's the Chachamim there, the Chaverim are not the Chachamim. You know what I mean? It's not...
Very good.
There's an overlap here that doesn't work.
Okay, so I'm glad that you introduced that and that you made my job much easier, because what we're going to have from now to the end of the daf is that basically we're going to have three psakim. First psak, that was that of Benanis in our Mishnah. You always go Tofes Loshen Achray. You're going to have another one that holds Mamun Mutl B'Safik Cholkin, like we just said. And we're going to have a third day that's going to go and say that you go after the Muchzik. Whoever's the Muchzik, he has the upper hand, and the other person is a Moitz Mechaber Olav Arayim. Muchzik means the one that is in possession, and the person who's trying to extract from the other one some sort of financial benefit, he is the Motzi Mechaber Olav Arayim. He has the burden of proof to show that that was the intention of the parties when they originally did the transaction.
But the Muchzik is willingly giving the land. It's not like he's saying...
We'll see. I hear you loud and clear. So Gemara says, Mike Kamashman, I don't understand the Chiddush of Rav. The Rav is saying that you have a Safik, you split it down the middle. Tanina Dozacha Befeirush Mishnah. Mishnah we had back in Bav Metzia. What was the situation over there? Maasa B'Tzipoyri. There was a story in Tzipoyri. Tzipoyri is a town in the Galil, not far from Tveria. B'Echad Shesochem Merchatz Mechaveri B'Shneim Oser Zehuvim Lashona. You have over here a person that owns a base of Merchatz. We would say today he owns a mikveh, for instance.
A shvitz,
exactly. All the with towels and everything else. Spa, all the good name. And now somebody else wants to manage it, and he feels that if he manages it, he's going to go make more money, and he's going to do very well and have nice income. And the owner of this merchitz, of this mikveh, whatever, the shvitz, he has other interests. He doesn't want to be bothered with this. So he says, fine, you go and rent it out for a whole year, and you have to pay shneim osa zehuvim, that's 12 golden coins for the year, and mitchum after a year to come back to me, and they give you and a year's lease on it, and if he's really happy, he says, well, maybe he'll extend the lease. Okay. So, b'shnei masa zuvim l'shana, that's a very simple rate, 12 zuvim for the year. But then, the loshen of the shtar continues on. Dinner zohav l'chodesh, one golden dinner per month. So, under normal circumstances, that's perfect arithmetic. They're 12 months of the year. If every month you're going to give dinner zohav, 12 times 1 is 12, so he says the same thing, b'shnei masa zuvim. Guess what happened? Unbeknownst to both of them, then the Sanhedrin decided we're going to call
year.
Can I make a leap year? How many months are there in a leap year?
13.
Now the question is, the Maskir says to the Soicher, you owe me 13 Zehuvim for the Shana. The Soicher says to the Maskir, I only owe you 12. Let's look at the document. And the document on the surface is inconsistent, because the document says 12 zuhum for the year, one per month. Oy, 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 we got 13 months. What do we do now? Do I owe you shnei masa zuhum l'shana? Or do I owe you dinazav l'chayish? 12 or 13. So what do we do? So l'chayir, what would Benana say? You go after tofes loshen achrayin. Since the loshen achrayin is dinazav l'chayish, that's the final word, so to speak, then you have to go and pay 13. L'chayir, case closed. Split it down the middle. In other words, 12 and a half. It's a very
Solomon-esque.
Solomon-esque or Solomonic, exactly like you said.
Not those our Mishnah.
Not like our Mishnah, because according to Benanas, you go according to Tofas Lashon Hara, you'd have to pay 13. So that's what, I know you're not happy. Shoot.
No, in that case, when it said Dina Rizal Chodesh, was it describing the rate of the lease or the terms of payment?
Okay, so what you're doing is you're already feeding into the next Gemara. At this point, the Gemara is asking Kashan, Rav, you're telling me that there are other Tanoim that disagree with Benanis, Shkoyach Rav. I have a Mishnah Maseches Bava Metzia. Any person who goes to that Mishnah sees immediately that the great other Chaverim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi, disagree. Because if they would hold like Benanis, they would say, what's the question? Din is of L'chodesh, Tov is L'shen Achra, you got to pay 13. So L'chodesh, Rav is not telling us any Chidushim. Rav, come on, tell me a Chidush. Don't go and tell me what anybody that learning the Mishnah can tell you. Everything, well, I'll tell you why. And this is what Barry was saying a moment ago. Imi Hossam, if I would just learn the Mishnah on its own, without the benefit of Rav, have a mina Hossam hu de ikalameim meheder kohoder bay, the ikalameim perushe kamafarish.
Yes.
When you put in the extra words, dinazov lechodesh, you could read it two ways. How can you read it two ways? Way number one is, he changed his mind. Initially they said 12 Zehuvim Lashana, and he said, you know what? No, I want Din Zohav L'Chodesh. Thinking back of his mind, maybe he verbalized it, maybe he didn't. The reason why Din Zohav L'Chodesh, just in case it turns out there's going to be an Ibiyur, after all it happens every 2 or 3 years. So maybe this year is going to be that famous Ibiyur, and therefore Din Zohav L'Chodesh. That's what I meant. Oh, if that's the case, what would Benana say? Since it was an intentional changing of the mind, changing of the circumstances, he said, Din Zov L'Chodesh, about the toughest Lashon Achra. However, there's another way of learning it too. The Ikalamei Mepurushe Kamafarish. What he's saying is, it's 12 Zehuvim Lashana, and let me explain to you what I have in mind. Din Zov L'Chodesh. What do I need him to explain? Doesn't every, school child know that if you're telling me 12 Zehuvim Lashana, that adds up to one Din L'Chodesh? Says Rishbam, no. Because we have a famous rule. Ein schirus mishtalemis el lebesoy. Anytime that you go and rent anything, you only have to pay the rental amount all the way to the end. I know that in America, the custom is otherwise. You have to pay your rent in advance, not at the end. But we're talking about this man of Chazal. Ein schirus mishtalemis el lebesoy. So therefore, if a person is now renting out this base of merchitz for a year, when is he going to have to pay the rental payment? In a year from now. That's why Prusha Kamafarish, no. Stack of 12 Zehuvim, I'm not asking for 13, 12, but I want you to pay on a monthly basis. At the end of the month, fine. At the end of January, at the end of Tishrei, at the end of Nisan, whatever, at the end of the month you'll pay. Din Rizov L'Chodesh. So it's not going to be one payment of 12, it's going to be 12 installments of one Din Rizov each. In such a situation, since it's not clear from the document what the draftsman had in mind, they have in mind 12 Zehuvim Lashana, and I'm changing my mind. No, not 12. Din Zov L'Chodesh, because in case it's Ibiyur, I want 13. Is that what he meant? Or was it Perusha Kamafarish? He just means to say, pay on a monthly basis and not on a yearly basis. So therefore, since there's no way of knowing exactly what everybody's Kavana was, we're going to go and split it down the middle. Abahochi, in our case, Devadi Kohadrebe, there's no way that you can reconcile these two lishonos, unless you say the person was temporarily deranged. Because if you're saying I want exactly, you don't want it more or less. And if you say I want it more or less, you don't mean exactly. So therefore, it could be everybody would agree, not only Benanis, but even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi, that in our case, when he said initially, me the bechevel, then hein chaser hein yeser, or he said hein chaser hein yeser, and then he said me the bechevel, he intentionally changed his mind, toch kidei dibur, and therefore, you go toughest lashon achrei. That's why it says the Gemara. Without Rav, I wouldn't know that these two great giants, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi, are arguing with Benanis. It could be that if they were in our Mishnah, you'd have Divir Benanis and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi, toughest lashon achrei. The only why, in the case of the Merchitz, that was splitting it, because the language is susceptible to two interpretations. Either that he's talking changing his mind, and then if I knew for sure changing his mind, Tofas Lashon Achra, or maybe he's just explaining the payment terms, not a single payment, but 12.
So because of the ambiguity,
because of the ambiguity. That's why, and in the
they don't subscribe to the last word as the nanas.
So once again, if what the Gemara is telling us, without Rav, I could have said that they agreed to bananas 1,000%. Tofes Loshen Achron. But as you say, because over here, the change of terms is susceptible to saying that it's not necessarily a conflict, a stira, a contradiction. It could be that the second part is just an explanation. If it's just an explanation and an explication, then there's no stira, there's no conflict in terms.
Mm-hmm.
That being the case, we're on Daf Kuf Hei
Omid Aleph. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to show you, I'm showing off, I also know that we're on Daf Kuf Hei.
I appreciate.
No problem.
So in the case of the Machlokas representing the mayor, Tafas Lashon Nachron, Tafas Lashon Rishon,
Agamar doesn't mention even once Tafas Lashon Rishon, we're assuming Tafas Lashon Rishon. Why? Maybe because that's the Pesach Halacha Neket.
But there's a problem because Shem V'Zachar Dibrachon, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can speak simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Here it's in a document.
Mm-hmm.
So why is this a machlokas? If it's in a document, there should be clear principles. Why is it Maman Amun's not a Cholken?
You're absolutely right. We have clear principles. Benana says that in a case where things are absolutely contradictory, where you cannot reconcile. You can't reconcile approximately with exactly.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense.
Right.
So then Tafas Loshen Achron. And then until I started the Gemara, I said, well, everybody agrees to that. Doesn't that make sense? Originally, the parties apparently said one thing, and then before they finished off, they said, you know what? The final say is, we're changing it. We're going to put these final words. They should have erased or deleted the earlier words. They forgot to. Whatever.
Okay.
So we're assuming that the final words, that's what it's kovei, and that's the principles of jurisprudence that I would have thought everybody agrees to. Rav said, no, the Chaverim are disagreeing from the famous case of the Beis Americhats. Says the Gemara, no, not from the faith, I'm sorry. Rav says that the Chaverim disagree, period. Now the Gemara asked, Rav, why did you have to tell me that? Any Chochem could figure it out from the Mishnah himself about Matzia that this is a disagreement, because the Sira Rav Shimon and Rav Yossi both say. You don't automatically say, Dinazov Lachoydish, 13 Dinrim. But rather you go and say, I'm not sure, Efshayo, Efshanish, so split it down the middle. So Lechoyra, what does Rav have to go and tell me that the Chaverim are arguing with Benanis? Says Gemara, because without Rav, I could have reconciled Benanis with Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Yosi. And everybody agrees in the case of our Mishnah, Tofes Loshen Achron, because there you cannot reconcile the conflicting language. So you go after the final say, Tofes Loshen Achron. However, in the case of the Merchitz, maybe it's not that he's changing his mind, but rather it's Perushi Kamafarish. I don't want to go and pay. I don't want you, the Socher, to pay in one payment, one lump sum. Oh, even better. Of 12 Zehuvim, I want you to go and pay in installments. So, since the language is susceptible to both interpretations, you no longer go after the pure principle of Tafas Loshen Achron, because maybe there's no contradiction, since I don't know. And that's why they say, Yachloiku is Chodesh Ibor, pay for 12 and a half instead of 12 and instead of 13.
I seem to remember.
One second. In our case of our Mishnah, where it's not susceptible to these two different interpretations, clearly these contradict each other. So I might have thought that these two, Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Yossi, agreed to Benanis. So I might have thought, Kamashmul, and that's why Rav have to say very, very definitively, Rav Yossi, you're wrong, there's a machlokes between Benanis, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Yossi. Yes?
I seem to remember, I don't think it was Rav Yossi and his Tanaim, I think it was Rav and Shmuel, said in that case, if I'm not mistaken, it depends when in the month he's claiming. If he's claiming
the that's going to be the bottom of the omit. What you're saying is the bottom of the omit. Okay, another 10 lines, which I'm 5 lines we're going to get to.
In 54 years in education, I've rarely seen clear principles.
Principles, P-A-L or P-L-E? Yeah. Very good. Okay, beautiful. So, tomorrow, back to here you're talking about an expert to educate.
I hope I last half that long.
I know you appreciate that. I know you appreciate that.
Anyway, we're continuing on. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel.
3 times.
Until now we focused on Rav. Now we're going to Shmuel. For all those of you that are nervous when leaving Rav, we're going to get back to Rav in another couple of lines. In the meantime, Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel.
Is Shmuel the expert in money matters?
Yes.
Well, not, we, not only the expert, we pass in typically like it. Rav and Shmuel, when it comes to Dini Mominus, we pass in like Shmuel. So Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Zu Divrei Benanus. What it said in our Mishnah is Benanus. Avachomim Oimrim. Obviously, some other chachamim. Heilech acher pachas shebelishoynos. You go after the lesser of the lishoynos. What does that mean? You go after the lesser of the lishoynos. So we're going to see the Rishbam momentarily. Where the Rishbam says that since the moicher is the one that is the muchzik, in which respect is he the muchzik? He's gotten the money. That's what you asked at the outset. The moicher sold the property to the lekech. The lekech paid them $100, whatever it was, for the base court. And the moicher has it. They said, we're going to make an adjustment after the aseir comes back, and he's going to let us know in a month from now what the story is. Is it exact? Is it a little bit more? Is it a little bit less? Say the chachamim, since the one that's muchzik in the money is the moicher, we're always going to go and interpret the language of midu b'chevel. Hein chaser, hein yaser, even though they contradict. Since it is contradictory, we're going to go after the muchzik, meaning we're going to go benefit the mocher, yodei al ho'el yoyne, because he's holding on to the money, and the lekeach is going to be the motzi mechaveri all of harai.
If that makes sense, if there's less property being given.
Okay, good, good. So that's the, I knew you were going to ask that, so let's see the Rishbam, who's going to address, is there more, is there less? See the Rishbam about 12 lines, because hein chaser hein yaser, more or less. So we're about 10, 12 lines before the wide lines, in other words, before the big wide lines. Heilech acher pachas shebelishoynos. Yeah, that's right. We have good. Jacques, do you?
Probably a little bit further down. Heilech acher pachas
shebelishoynos. Yeah. Okay. Jacques Rishban. Acher oyse haloshen shemafches koychoy shelikeach. We're going to go after the loshen and the shtar, the midah bechevel or the hein chaser hein yeser, which will be negative vis-a-vis the lekeach, because the mesapkele. I'm not sure. We don't really mean muchzer bekarka, we really mean the money. Both together. We're going to now review. If hoyser kosher, the aseir comes back and he says, you know what? It's not a base court, it's base court plus 3 inches. Okay, hoyser kosher. Therefore, what is the moicher going to go and say? Lahachi Omar midu bechevel. Don't remember at the closing, I insisted midu bechevel, midu bechevel, midu bechevel. That's, look in the document, it says midu bechevel, just like me, it's got to be exact. I don't want to give away 3 inches for free. You want the 3 inches? Pay me another $5. I'm taking those back. Lahachi midu bechevel. V'yachse. And then he's going to have to give back either the 3 inches, or the money like we had yesterday in the Mishnah, in other words, the value of the 3 inches. The impich is kosher. What happens if, in fact, it turns out that the aseir goes through the whole property? It's not a base court, it's a base court minus 3 inches. Lahachi amalei, and then the moicher stands up. Ha ha, that's why I said, hein chaser, hein yaser. You know, what's the expression when you're flipping a coin? Heads I win, tails you lose. So the moicher says, lekech, whichever way it is, I'm going to go and win. If it turns out that we gave you a little bit too much, give it back. I want me to bechavel. If it turns out that it's hein chaser, that it was a little bit less, then he said, okay, a little bit. That's why we said approximately. Come on, don't be all of a sudden a yekka. When it comes to davening, you're not here exactly on time. So when it comes to the sale of the price,
does it matter which one was written first in this?
According to this, no.
Doesn't matter which one was written first.
Exactly. Exactly what you're saying is absolutely correct. Shmuel said, Zu Divrei Benanus, that we said in the Mishnah, Tofes Lashon Achren, that's Benanus. According to Chachamim, you look at whichever Lashon benefits the Moicher, which disadvantages the Lekeach. The Moicher is Yod Al Yoyna, he's the Muchzik, and therefore the Lekeach will have to prove, no, that was not the intention of the document, and blah, blah, blah. Just finishing off that, Rishbam. Therefore, the Impiches Koshu, if in fact it was a little bit less than the base court, and the lakiach is screaming, hey, I want back another 3 inches, you jipped me. Can't you read? Put on your glasses. It says very clearly, I was afraid that there might be a couple of inches less, and I know you, and you're going to go and start screaming, and blah, blah, blah. Big yoy, I'm sorry. The halacha is, like we said in the Mishnah yesterday, up to 4%. It says, Ein chasa en yeser, big yoy, you're moichel.
Because it was arable land.
Arable land.
He said Egyptian.
Egypt. Very good. You're doing great today. Good. Anyway, so bottom line is, going back to Shmuel, Amr of Yudah, Mishmuel, Zudivri, Benanis, Avachom, Inm, Helech, Achar, Pachash, Lashayins. Where do I see from this? This is now the third day in understanding these types of Lashayins in conflicting and contradictory Lashayins in a document. Where according to Benanis says, the go toughest Lashon Achrayin, the Rav said that the Chavedim argue with Benanis and they say when you have this type of Shaila, just split it down the middle. And now we have these new chacham quoted by Shmuel that says, you go bust the muchzik, and the moitzi mechaveri olavarai, the muchzik happens to be the moicher, you, lekeach, are upset, you have every right to be upset, but you have to go and bring edim or proof that it's one lashon or another in your favor, otherwise, by definition, the moicher is going to win. So we have therefore three separate days. Now the Gemara is medayik the lashon of Shmuel. Shmuel started off Zudri Benanis. Why do you have to say Zudri Benanis? He could have said like Rav said that Cholken Olav Chachomim al Benanis, and they say Hevechacher Pachshul Lashanim. But using the word Zudri Benanis, it suggests some sort of negativity. And what's that negativity? Zu V'loy Svirulei. Shmuel, yeah, Sador Benanis. Yo, so masking. Our father, we learned in Yeshiva there's a Benanis, but you know, we don't hold like that. That's why he's saying Zu. Frank Timor, is that really true? And now we have yet another situation. What's the other situation? We had this Gemara earlier in our
Masechta. Yes.
A person is selling a kor for shloishim shkolim or shloishim sloim. Now we know that a kor is
30 sa.
And if he's selling it to him for 30 shkolim, or the Gemara called it sloim, that means it's one sela per sa. So, but he's not selling it in installments. He's selling one package deal. I'm giving you a whole base core. Base core over here doesn't have to mean necessarily a base core, a piece of property. Here it could be, we're talking about base tomatoes or potatoes or grain or whatever it happens to be.
A commodity.
Good. So he says, I'm selling you a core b'shloish, and the two parties agree. Meaning that they're counting out the volume. One saw, here's a second saw, a third saw, and he fills up that guy's, the back trunk of his car, or of his trailer, or whatever, and he's filling it up, another saw. We get now to number 29, and he says, you know what, I really shouldn't be selling so many, I expect to have more customers, and there are rumors in the marketplace that the rates may go up, change my mind. Says Rav and Shmuel, since we didn't complete the handover of the full shloishim sah, the full kur, he can go and have charata even until that final 30th sah.
He can renege.
Exactly right.
Mishapara, though.
You'll probably get a mishapara. Mishapara means
a curse.
A curse on someone who does not
fulfill
his word. But now we continue on. That part of the Rav and Shmuel is great, but it's not really relevant for our discussion. What is relevant is the second half. What happens if they agreed? I'm selling you kor b'shloishim, comma, so'ah b'sela. Kor b'shloishim is 30 so'ah for 30 sloim. So'ah b'sela, each so'ah for one sela. Now, this is similar to the case that we had with
base
the
Americans.
Big base Americans. Exactly right. So the Gemara says, what's the din in this case? Can you change your mind? Can you not change your mind? Vuzven. Kor b'shloishim, so b'salani moichalach, rishoin kana. What means rishoin kana? As you keep on dispensing another saw, it's sold. I go and dispense a second saw, it's sold. Third one is sold. If after, let's say, 5 saw, I change my mind on the next 25. But in the first 5 that have been sold already, it's done.
Locked in.
It's locked in. Why? Because if you just say kor b'shloishim, that's one large transaction. If you say saw besala, what you're really doing is 30 mini transactions. Mm-hmm. One saw besala, another saw besala. Aha. So what al-chayr do I see from this halach of Rav and Shmuel? Since we also have a contradiction in terms of kur bishloishim, one transaction for 30, and then I have saw besala, each saw individually for a seller. So what did he mean? Did he mean the whole thing? Did he not mean the whole thing? Guess what? Rav and Shmuel unanimously say, Rishon, Rishon, Kana. Why is that? The Gemara assumes because it's just like Benanis. The Benanis says when you have a conflict in terms, you go Tofas Lashon Achron. The Tofas Lashon Achron over here was So'o Bisela. Because if you're going to tell me Tofas Lashon Rishon, Kur Bishloishim, then it should have the same halacha as the beginning of the Rav and Shmuel, the ratio, so to speak, of Rav and Shmuel, that said that if it's Kur Bishloishim, you can have Charata even till the So'o Achroina. The fact that it says that you each saw besela, sold, 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 30 transactions, one after the other, mm-hmm. is the chasim, and you go to this lashon achrei. So why did Shmuel say, zu de benanis, which sounds like, zu v'loi svirli, I don't hold like them. That's what benanis are showing, but not, he's entitled, it's a democracy, he's entitled to his view, but I respectfully disagree. We see that he agrees with them, mm-hmm. that since the final lashon was saw besela, rishon rishon kana.
But here it's done that you can parcel it out. When you're just selling one core of Adama, you can't parcel it.
We're not talking about a core, we're talking about a core of a volume of commodities.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. So here, but here with the Lushan, you could parcel it out by one per seller, whereas if you're selling mm-hmm. the entire core
you
property,
that you can join, you draw the buying line. You know what? I changed my mind. I'm only selling you 10 saw of the 30 saw in the core. I'm redrawing the contract. I'm only doing the first time they bring your property. The other 20 I'm keeping.
But that wasn't put in the original Lushan, whereas here it's saying part of the Lushan was, you know, one per, you right. know.
The parallel that the Gemara is drawing of the two cases.
It's like comparing apples and oranges.
In a sense it is, but in both cases there seems to be a contradiction in terms. Here it says, I'm being exact, but I'm being approximate. And here I'm saying, I want one transaction of 30 for one core for 30, but I also want to have many transactions of saw besala. So what did he really mean? I don't know. So Rav and Shmuel seem to be saying that saw besala is the language that is koveya, that is the real meeting of the minds, what they had in mind. And that being the case, every saw you can go and split up and say, only this saw, only these three, only these five. I'm reneging on the rest because it's a bunch of mini transactions. 30 times saw besela. The fact that that's what they hold seems like that they hold like bananas. When there's a conflict in terms, you go after the Lashon Achroin, toughest Lashon Achroin. So why did we say a moment ago that Shmuel doesn't hold like bananas? Zu, v'loi svirle. I see that Shmuel holds just like bananas, that if I have a conflict in terms, toughest Lashon Achroin. Ever the Gemara, elezu usvirle. Even though that's a little bit shver, normally when it says zu, it means taka zu v'lo yisfirle. No, here I'm going to have to say, Benanis said this, yes, yes, and I hold like this Benanis. And other rabbis disagree, but I hold like Benanis. But before you get too caught up on the Lushan, zu v'sfirle, you're going to see that in another moment we're going to switch back again, as we'll see momentarily. Frank Dimar, umisfirle, are you telling me now that Shmuel holds like Benanis, and therefore Tofes Lashon Achroin. V'om Shmuel, didn't Shmuel say? And this is what you were quoting a minute ago. Let's go back to that famous case of the Beis Hamerchitz. People are still drying themselves. It's they went to the Merchitz, and now we're in the middle of the 13th month.
It's Purim.
You don't know for sure when they started. It could have been that they started in Tishrei, or in Cheshvan, or in Kislev. No, but that, yeah, that's the point.
It's either it's the 15th of the month.
Yes.
That's utterly ridiculous.
Either that, or the two parties are saying, the two Lashonis, it's Oder Azoi, Oder Azoi. Do they mean for the whole year, or do they mean per month? Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, that the Maskeh comes to the Soicha and says, Mr. Soicher, you've done a great job of paying the 12 months. What about this 13th month? Don't forget the 13th month. It's dinner l'chodesh. You got to go and pay. What does he respond and say? No, he didn't say dinner l'chodesh. Look at the document. It says Shnei Masas Uvim Hashan already gave you 12. I don't want to give you a 13. So what do you do now? Says Shmuel, it's talking about Be'emtza Chodesh. It's on the 15th day of the 15th day of the 13th. Perfect timing, Mendy. It's the middle of the month, and therefore, each one of them, if you will, is a shtikel muhsik. What are they muhsik? Mm-hmm. In terms of the soicher, 15 days have already gone by, right. He's already muhsik in those 15 days. Mm-hmm. And therefore he says, I missed it, he should have come the beginning of the month. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, vis-a-vis the maskir says, I own the property, I'm muhsik in the property, get out. You did your year stint over here as the manager of the Beis HaMerchitz, but now you're all washed up, and please leave.
Washed up is the right word.
Exactly, exactly. Mm. That's why I use it. I'm here beautiful, next to Shelley, so his influence is unbelievable. Anyways, then Yitaka split it down the middle, like Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yosi said, Yach loiku. Av bobet chilas achoydish, says Shmuel, kuloi lamaskir, because the maskir is the one that is the muhsik, it's his property, and he says, Aros, I'm going to get an eviction notice in 10 minutes, not like today, eviction notice takes you 3 years, and then you have a trial in the court, he's going to think about it, etc., etc. Depends for whom. And why? Because you go after the muhsik. By the time the 30 days are over,
consume the whole services of the month.
Exactly, and you want to get the money out of the soicher is the muhsik on the money. He says, sorry, mister, I'm waiting for a little bit. So then if that's the case, so what does Shmuel hold? He does not hold like Benanis. Benanis, the Chayyur would say, in the case in Tzipori on the Beis HaMerchitz, since the last words in the documents were, dinner zov l'chayrish, then the masker should always win. Tofel Loshen Achren. You gotta pay me for the 13th month. Why do you think I added dinner zov l'chayrish? Because I wanted to pay my lawyer another couple of cents because he added a few more words charged to the document. Charged by the letter, charged by the word, even the space between the words. You think that's the reason why? I wanted to know because I was afraid of it. Mm-hmm. So why you see that Shmuel did not hold like Benatis? So a moment ago he said, Ela Zuva Svirale. Where do we see Zuva Svirale from the case of the Sob Besala that you have Rishon Rishon Kana? You go to Tafas Lashon Achrein. I see very clearly that Shmuel doesn't hold that way. He holds that taki, you split it down the middle. That's why it's Bobe Emtza Chodesh. But the beginning of the Chodesh or the end of the Chodesh, whoever's the Mokzik. Exactly right. El Oilam says in Gemara, what you said initially, you were correct. Zuva loy svirulei, that he, Shmuel, does not hold like bananas. You don't go basar, the tofes loshen achroin. So oy bazoi, v'hosam time amai. What's the reason over there? Where's the over there? In the case of the Kor Vishloishim Sa'a Besela, that was the raya that we had, that Shmuel Koira holds like Benatis. That's why we said Zu Usvirale. But now we're going back on that. We are reneging, if you will, and saying Zu Beloy Usvirale. So what is he holding? Why does he hold over there by the Sa'a Besela that you can go and cut it down and say, Rishon Rishon Kana? L'chori, you should go and say that Tofes Loshen Achrayim. And so El Oilam says Imar Zu Veloy Svirale. It does not hold like bananas. So Vahasam Taim Amai. So why over there in the case of the Kor the Shloishim Soa Besela does he hold like bananas? Where he says yes, every time we do one Soa, that's the end of the transaction. Soa number two is the second transaction. Soa number three, the third, because that's the Chayyot of the Shloshen Achrei. Says, well, that's not the reason. That's not the reason. He does not. Shmuel does not follow Benatis. For some time am I. You know why? Rishon Rishon Kana Mishum De Tofes. Oh, just like Hosam Mishum De Tofes. Hachanami Hotofes. The word means Hosam and Hocha. So Rishbam says we are going to show that Shmuel is consistent in three separate cases. What are the three separate cases? Let's take a look at the word dehosam. Dehosam is the fifth of the narrow lines. Fifth of the narrow lines. Dehosam in the Rishbam. Everybody have that? Dehosam, about 10 lines from the top of the Amud. Dehosam over there. Tak over there. Gabi merchitz taim mayach loiku bishum de tofes kol echad hachatzi kiru kimna ba'em tzachoydish. Each one is tofes. As far as the soicher is concerned, he's toifus in the 15 days because he already lived there and he already worked the Beis HaMerchitz for the last 15 days. And as far as the masker is concerned, but I own the property. So each one is, if you will, muhsik. So that's why you split it down the middle. V'adin l'rabbanan does lean and baser pachas shebelishoy noise. When we had the Rabbanan that said on the Umad Aleph that what? When you have this this case of our Mishnah, Mida Bechevel, together with Oipachas Ayoyser. So what did the Rabbanan say? The Chacham said that you favor the Mocher, Yodai Aluhel Yoina, and depending whether it's a little bit more or a little bit less, the Mocher could say, well, that's why I said Mida Bechevel. Or that's why he said Oipachas Ayoyser, because he was the one that was the Muchzik, and therefore he's holding on to the money. You want to get your money back? Look at the documents. The documents are very clear, just like me. Heads you win, tails you lose. So that's why the Lena Basa Pakshav Lashayan Shamaychem Mosik. Okay, going Shekiba Kvar Adam, like we said before, he already had the money. So Hachanami, Kabi Rishon Rishon Kana, in the case where they are dispensing one saw at a time, it's all trying to time a duhu, tofis, to masha tofis, le mafkina minay. Whatever the Lokeach has already gotten, the dispensation of that particular saw, it's already in his truck, it's already in his van, in his wagon, wherever it happens to be, you don't take it away from him. Nothing to do with Lashon Hara. Even if it would be just the opposite. The important thing is, who is the Mochsik? Ah, so that's what the Gemara is saying. Back to the top line. What's the reason why by the Merchitz Shmuel says we split it down the middle? Mishum to Tofus, because each one is being Tofus. The Soicher already was Tofus on his 15 days, because he already was there and he already operated. You can't charge him any longer. It's already too late. Hachanami says, Yimara, ha Tofus. The same thing by the 30 saw Lesela, or Sela saw. There too, every single saw that he already took, he, the Lekech, is already Tofus. It's already in his Rishus, right? He did a Mashiach or Masira, Agbah, it's a Chotzer, whatever. It is, exactly. So that's why we don't renege on what was already done, because all goes Basar the Tfisa. So, they're good. So, in fact, Shmuel does not hold like bananas, and that's why he said very clearly, Zudivir bananas, but the Chacham disagree. Who the Chacham? The Chacham that say, Pachashil Bilashinis, because Pachashil, because they hold that the Moicher is the Tofus, and the Likeach is the Moicher Mechavlai, and that's what he holds in all of these cases. Is Shalom Yisrael, very nice. And now we come yet to another situation.
Who is the
Chachamim? The Gemara doesn't say, it doesn't identify them, but what do they hold? They hold that you go after who is the Tofus, and who is the Tofus
who's
in
the Muxik.
Who is the Muxik, right. Tofus and Muxik are synonymous terms. Exactly right. Shkoyach. And now we have another situation, which is again, very similar. Am Ravuna, Amri Beirav, Istra Meyamoy, 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 Istra, Istra. What's going on over here? They agreed to go and sell a commodity. Doesn't say what the commodity was. This box of tissues. And it said, they agreed, this was the terms that they wrote down, that they agreed to, the Lekech is going to pay an Istra, Meyamoy. Or he's going to go and pay Meyamoy, Istra. Now what are these two terms? What's the difference between them? Exactly. So now, when we normally come across ma'a in the Gemara, it's usually a silver coin. It's a ma'a of kesef. Says Rishbam, that's if it says ma'a kesef. If it just says ma'a alone, it means really a pruta. That being the case, me'amoy means 100 prutas, the equivalent of a dollar. 100 pennies. 100 prutas. What's an istra?
96.
Says Rishbam, an istra is half of a dinner. Now, what is half of a dinner? So let's figure out how many prutos are there in a dinner. And we've gone through the Doiviv Ches a number of times, and let's do that now again. In a dinner, you have, automatically, you have six more kesef. Six more kesef.
Mm-hmm.
Six. That's the vav of the Doiviv. You have the dinner, which has six more of kesef. Every more has in it base two punjoinim. Every punjoin has two isrim. So what we have so far is we have six ma'a times two punjoinim, that's 12, times two isrim is 24. Every isr has eight prutois, and that's why the Gemara refers to a pruta as echad mishmoina bi isr hu italki. So how much is 24 times 8? Now that's not so simple to figure out. If it would be 8 times 25, it would be 200. It's 192. But I'm just giving a shortcut for those that are not so great in math like you are. And therefore, 8 times 25 would be 200. Since it's only 8 times 24, it's 1/8 less than 200, so therefore it's 192. 192 what? Prutos. Every dinner has 192 prutos. However, an istra is a half a dinner. Half of 192 gets you to 96. And therefore he's saying, I'm selling you this tissue box for an istra, which is, between me and you, 96 prutos. But then he says, meyamoy, don't forget, 100 prutos. What's the status, what's the halacha then? Since he used two conflicting terms, 96 or 100, you know what the halacha is? Meyamoy, he's going to have to pay 100. What happens if the other way around? It says, meyamoy, istra. I'm going to pay you for the tissue box 100 prutos, istra, which means 96. How much does he have to pay? Istra. That's what Rav Huna said, b'shem Beirav. Now, why is there this distinction? Why, in the first case, do you say meyamoy, and the second case, you say istra? Very simple. My kamashlan, tofus loshen achrin. That's the toughest. Rabbi said, haven't you been listening for the last 45, 50 minutes? Tofus loshen achrin. Since the first loshen is istra meyamoy, then meyamoy is what's koveya. Meyamoy istra, it's istra that's koveya. Just like benanis of our Mishnah. Benanis, what does benanis say? Tofus loshen achrin. My kamashlan, tofus loshen achrin. Ha'omra rav chod zimna. Didn't Rav already say this a long time ago? Where did Rav say the old? The Amar Rav. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm
an Aleph. What did Rav say in Amar Aleph?
I'm Rav Abba Ramam, I'm a Rav.
What did he say?
Chokin of Chavir Bananas.
Yeah, but he didn't say what Bananas holds. And he didn't say what he holds.
I see.
He just said, Bananas says whatever he says in the Mishnah, but Chavirim argue with him and they hold, split it down the middle. So now, Zukti Yimara, now you're telling me that Rav, Paskins, in this case of Isra Meimoy, so I don't know what he holds halacha on the Amud Aleph. I only know that Benanis holds one way, and the other rabbis, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yosi, hold the other way. And Rav Bus Halsti, oh, I'll tell you what Rav holds. He holds Tafid Loshen Achrein from this. Rav Chodazimna. Where? In the case of the Maskid, the Amud Rav, I Havoi Hasam, if I would have been there, not Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and not Rabbi Yosi, Havihimne Kule Lamaskir, I would have Paskin that you have to give 13 dinrei zohov to the maskir. Why? Because he holds like Benanis, the toughest Lashon Achron. And what was the toughest Lashon Achron in the document?
Dinner
L'Chodesh. Dinner L'Chodesh. So now we know what Rav holds toughest Lashon Achron. Why does Rav have to repeat it over here? Come on, you have to repeat 25 times. So, we already have in the Yomid Aleph two times Rav, and now we have again Rav. Toughest Lashon Achron. Why does he have to repeat it? Everybody, skip the parentheses. I'll tell you why. Because I would have thought that you're being mefarish. What means that you're being mefarish?
The language of one for month means the payment terms.
Exactly. Back on the Omid Aleph, it didn't mean to have a conflict in terms between 12 and 13.
You already can reconcile the language there.
Exactly. There you can reconcile the language.
You don't have to say tough as lashon
right? Why can you reconcile the language? Because the reason why he said 12, and then he said, din al chodesh, he's talking about the payment terms. I don't want you to pay me. Give me a full payment of 12 at the end. I don't want that. I want you to go and pay me every single month. First of the month, if you don't pay me first of the month on the fifth day, you have to pay a penalty or I'm going to evict you. Arose, exactly. I'm going to take you to court, etc., etc. I would have thought that that's the reason why Rav says, if I would have been there on the spot by the master of the base of Merchit, I would have given the whole thing to the masket. Not because of the din of Tofel Soshen Achren, but because I'm saying that the two terms are not inconsistent. There's no conflict. He's just telling the payment terms. For the year, you got to pay me 12 zehuvim. How are you going to pay me? Don't go and pay me all at one time on the anniversary. You're going to pay me dinner zov l'chodesh. And therefore, if that's all we know, b'shem Rav, that you have to go kula l'maskir, I wouldn't know the din of tofes loshen achrein. Because Maud is saying it's only over there, Brusha Kamafarish. But where the two are tak in conflict, what does Rav say? I don't know. That's why Rav had to say very clearly, in the case of the Meyamoy Istra, there's no way that you can reconcile 96 with 100. It's either 100 or it's 96. Yep. It's not both. It's such a case, says Rav. I'm Paschal like Benanis, Tophis Lashon Achren, Kamash Mulan. That's the Chiddush of Rav.
Interesting, the Istra and the Prutos case, the tolerance is 4%.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's interesting. But that's the bar, but the Gav, it's, one of, you know.
Very good. Okay, the way I have a wonderful day, Zagibe.